This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, Lynn has done just that, so let me repeat the phone number for those of you who are eagerly awaiting the phone number so you can call me, and then we'll go directly to Lynn. It's 855-993-7569, which is the same as 855-99-DR-JOY. For those of you who prefer numbers over letters or letters over number, we make no differentiation here. We'll take you both. Lynn, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I called you last week about a relationship problem I was having.
Right.
And I went over there on Saturday all kind of armored to discuss what we said we would discuss. I would discuss with him. And, yeah, we started to get on this topic about his friend who was the one that came to basically – you know, get the lowdown, and then give it back to his parent, report back to his parents. And,
right.
And basically it came down to kind of, well, exactly what you said, which is that, you know, he's in this really safe place and, you know, with like, oh, you don't like my kid, you don't like my friends, you don't like my parents. And he actually even said this, like, now I'm, instead of his parents doing this, thing, now I'm the one who wants him to, you know, I'm the one causing now the rift between him and his parents, between him and his friends, because obviously I think it's just kind of a weird thing for a friend to do. I'm the one that's causing the rift between him and his son, because like you said, you know, I don't want to spend time because he's you know, just
an indulgent parent
when he's there.
Yeah.
So I'm just out now and I really don't know what.
Well, Lynn, I'm a little confused by this because that isn't, we talked about all those things, but the bottom line was this guy's not divorced, living with his mom. You've got all these issues, and what I had thought we had agreed to at the end of the conversation was
with his mom.
No. Okay. Is that he's not, you know, he's got the temper issue. What do we need this for? And so you go over to negotiate something that you knew he wasn't going to negotiate. They probably had a temper tantrum, and of course he blames you. But that isn't what we said. We went through all those steps to get you to the point to say, this guy isn't, he's not the one, he may be at some point, but he's certainly not now. And yet you went over... It's kind of like we never had the conversation because you and I knew all of these things were going to happen because we went through it step by step by step by step by step, each of these issues. And not only did we go through them, we went through them, I think, three or four times. And so the bottom line was done, and yet you went over, and it's like no, that conversation never happened. And, I don't know what you expected to happen because we knew all of this. We'd already gone through it all. So tell me what your question to me is today.
I guess I just go back over and do that, yeah.
Okay. Well, go back over and do what?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't...
You're done. What is there to go back over?
Yeah.
Are you, Lynn, my darling, for everybody who's sitting at home saying, why isn't she listening? The reason she's not listening is the reason none of us listen when we're in a relationship, is we really want to believe that there is some magic key that will turn everything around. And usually, there's not. It's that you somehow, you know, the definition of insanity is believing that something, you know, if you do the same thing, that you'll get a different outcome. You're not going to get a different outcome. You knew when you called me last week. You knew probably months before that. You knew today exactly what was going to happen. And yet you're sort of putting yourself in the situation and say, well, I'm going to go back and try it again. Why? If nothing's changed, nothing's changed. And the only two things that can change are your behavior or his behavior. His behavior, there has to be a reason for him to change his behavior, and there's not. And you're saying, well, my being unhappy with him should be reason enough for for him to change his behavior. And we know by experience it is not. Because you've had these same discussions with him over the, how many months have we been in this? 10 months. And you may not have had them in the first couple of months, but you sure as hell have had them in the last couple of months. So if we know that every time this happens, we know what the outcome is going to be. It's going to have a temper tantrum, it's your fault. You know, what do you expect me to do? Abandon my kid. This is my parents. It's your problem. So the only two possibilities of change are either yours or his. So his, you're expecting him to change because you're unhappy. We already have the experience that says it's not going to happen. So, which leaves us with your behavior to change. And you're doing the same thing you've done before. So the only thing that you can do is either put up with it, which hasn't been successful for the last X number of months, and the likelihood of it being successful going forward, there's no reason for you, for it to change your perspective. And therefore, you walk away. And nobody has to be the bad guy. But and there is some mild possibility. I almost hesitate to point it out because I'm afraid that you'll invest in it, and I don't think it's worth investing in. Is that by you leaving, he may look at his behavior. My guess is he won't. As you point out, he's in a perfectly comfortable place. And it's much easier to say, Lynn is the problem than, gee, maybe, you know, my parents have too much of, you know, of a position in my life. And clearly what he's telling you is that's not completely accurate, that he was using his parents the same way that we used our parents when we were about 14 years old, and somebody wanted us to do something we didn't want to do, so we'd say, my parents won't let me do that. You know, I've got a curfew. They won't let me do that. And, I mean, he's not 14 years old. He's 40-some years old. So his parents, one of two things is true there. Either they have an uncommonly strong influence in his life, which means he's got a problem, or he's using them as a buffer, which is much more likely. And that's kind of what he said to you over the weekend. That's really the only new piece of information. He's saying, well, it really was my parents. It was really me. Which is interesting, but certainly adds to the scale that says, not workable. So, I mean, you're expecting some magic here, and what we sort of decided last week was that this is not the right guy. And, I mean, he may be at some point, I wouldn't hold my breath for it, but there's nothing, it takes 6 to 9 months to know that a relationship is viable or not. I mean, sometimes you know on the second date, sometimes you know on the first date, that there's nothing here. But it takes a while to sort of find out who this person really is and what I really want and what they really want and how compatible is that and how much effort does it take and how much fun is it and yada yada. So you're not terribly off the mark, but you're refusing to look at the data.
Yeah, I think it's that I see the data, which is why I'm able to say it to you, but it's also that I'm not comfortable being the bad guy, number one.
Well, but it doesn't make any difference. If you walk away, it doesn't make any difference if you're the good guy or the bad guy. If you're trying to convince him he's got to change, we know. I mean, you've been negotiating that unsuccessfully for months. Not going
to
do it.
Yeah, it's not that I want him to be the bad guy. It's just that, like,
no, you're just asking, but no,
him,
but
said,
what I said, Lynn. Nobody has to be the bad guy here. That's what I said about 4 minutes ago. Doesn't have to be good guy, bad guy. Doesn't have to be anger. He's not the right guy.
I agree.
And if he wants to call you the bad guy, who cares?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's my problem.
Yep.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, but you're gonna. But the alternative.
You have to be comfortable with it. Yeah.
Lynn,
it's a growing thing for me. Yeah.
Who cares?
No,
listen. Some people like you, some people don't like it. You like some people, you don't like some people. It's just the way of the world. It doesn't mean that there is a neon sign over your head that says, bad woman. It's his opinion. And we don't even know that it's his true opinion. It's just what he says. And we know, among other things, he'll say whatever is expedient. He'll say it's his parents when it's him. So be the bad guy. Enjoy being the bad guy. What an interesting world. Twirl your mustache. Mm-hmm. Get a trench coat. Don't buy a gun.
Yeah.
I'm expecting people, when you're breaking up with them, to say, oh, gee, you know, I really like you. Don't expect it. I'm really.
Yeah.
Hang on if you have something I can't want to ask. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I don't know whether I should be a bit paranoid about this or not. Today is both National Tell-A-Joke Day and today is True Love Forever Day. I don't know if those... I don't know. You know, that's the old joke of what's the difference between herpes and true love? Does herpes last forever? Okay, well, so I did. I just told it. That's probably the only time I could ever tell that joke. It's also National Roller Coaster Day, which seems to me to actually be related to both those issues, and National Rum Day, which probably makes both of them a little easier to deal with. I'm tempted to do, let's, okay, you can tell me, I'll tell you what, if you want to call up and tell me a joke, you can, since it's National Tell a Joke Day. But I don't want to, on the internet, because I'm a little, first of all, because that means that either Blake or I have to read the jokes, and that's not much fun. So if you want to call me on the air and tell a joke, but it has to be clean-ish. I mean, you know, we have kids listening to the program. And if you're going to tell an ethnic joke, it has to be on your ethnicity, right? So no racist jokes, no sexist jokes. You can tell, like, I can tell blonde psychologist jokes, all right? But you can't, unless you're a blonde psychologist. I was talking with somebody about a picture that they'd taken, and she said, you know, I should have had a Spanx on, and I said, yeah, and she said, no, no, you can't say that. I can say that, but you can't agree. So it's kind of like an ethnic joke. All right, today is an odd day. I had thought we'd gotten, because we were the Ides yesterday, we were halfway through the month. Actually, technically, we were between, at midnight last night, I guess, we were halfway through the month. But because yesterday's news was not as grim as it had been for the first couple of weeks, but we're back to grim-ish. Although the first one will make you feel better about your cell phone. And you're saying, I know nothing will make you feel better about your cell phone, but this will. On this day in 1858, U.S. President James Buchanan inaugurated the transatlantic telegraph cable by exchanging greetings with Queen Victoria. So far, so good. In the UK, a weak signal forces a shutdown of the service in a few weeks. Does that make you feel better about your phone? No. I know. In 158 years, things haven't gotten much better. What can I tell you? On this day in 1920, for baseball fans, this is a manly thing. Blake, are you a baseball fan? I don't even know.
Not really.
Not as much. Yeah, Manny's my baseball fan. All right, Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians was hit on the head by a fastball thrown by Carl Mays of the Yankees. Died the next day. He was the second player to die from injuries sustained in a Major League Baseball game, the first being Doc Powers in 1909. See, those of us who grew up in Boston, watched the Red Sox, know about Tony Conigliera, who was hit in the head with a baseball. Big issue. It was beamed. Those baseballs are moving fast, like 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they have, you get hit in the head with anything going 100 miles an hour. You and your head are not going to come out very well. The Communist Party of Bukhara, on this day in 1920, called for armed revolution. So the 20s were kind of a turbulent time. On this day in 1920, the Red Army was forced to turn away from Warsaw. Polish defended the city. On this day in 1923, they called Ross Dependency, was part of the Antarctic Territory. So, and they made New Zealand its administrator. I know people who, apparently they're now selling camping trips to Antarctica. I've seen a couple of documentaries about Antarctica. And, of course, the big issue about Antarctica these days is the melting of the ice cap. But when you see some of the documentaries, that is a strange part of the country, strange part of the world. I mean, you have to have a particular, I think one of the documentaries called A Year on the Ice, or Year on the Ice, I think. It's like being on the moon, except you have some other people around. But there, all sorts of weird things happen. Not a great idea. All right, this is one of the reasons. This is not a great day for airline travel. I'll tell you why. On this day in 1927, there's a Dole air race, and I guess it was called that because it flew from Oakland to Honolulu. And Dole, obviously the pineapple farms were a major industry in Hawaii. It turned out that there were 8 participants flying there. 6 of them crashed or disappeared. Most of you are probably much too young to remember The High and the Mighty, because I was a very young kid when I saw it with John Wayne. I think the theme from High and the Mighty won the Oscar, but the idea of a point of no return halfway between California and Hawaii. There, on this day in 1929, there are riots in Palestine. I know, what's new? On somewhat better news, on 1930 this day, the first color sound cartoon called Fiddlesticks was made by UB Iwerks. On this day in 1930, the British Empire Games are opened in Hamilton, Ontario. There was a blimp on this day in 1942 that disappeared. It had a crew, which was never found, and it crashed land in Daly City. Nobody knows what happened to the crew. On this day in 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated is published. There were no bathing suits in it. The Cyprus Games, Cyprus gained independence from the UK on this day in 1960. Here's another airline or air story, which is, I mean, you can tell, if you don't have to fly today, I wouldn't. I don't want to scare the daylights out. If you have to fly, you're fine. But it's just an odd day aeronautically. In 1960, Joseph Kittinger parachuted from a balloon over New Mexico. This is actually a cool story. At 1,000 to 800 feet, which is 2 miles, right? 5,280 feet is a mile above sea level, right? So this is 100. No, that would be, wait a minute. If 5,000, that would be 20 miles. Is about 18 miles. Is that possible? 102,000 feet would be like 18 miles, right?
Something like that.
Because I was thinking, oh, well, gee, that's 2 miles. That's, you know, it's not. It's like 18 miles. He parachuted. He set three records that held for the next 52 years. High altitude jump, free fall, and highest speed by a human without an aircraft. You have to have a special mentality to do that kind of thing. Could you imagine jumping out of a balloon? Could you imagine taking a balloon? I had a balloon. I was in a hot air balloon race once, and I went up when I shouldn't have. They were tornado warnings. And I was up much higher than I should have been and crashed. But, I mean, much higher than I should have been was maybe, I don't know, maybe a mile or something. I mean, like 18 miles? Unbelievable. This is the day that Ringo joined the Beatles. And yesterday I happened to see, quite coincidentally, 8 Days a Week, which is a new Ron Howard biography of the Beatles, which talks about exactly that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And I decided to dispense at least temporarily with the in history because there are another number of events with plane crashes or people killed or whatever, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm not going to do that. I just wanted, there was one kind of interesting thing, that there was a solar flare on this day in 1989 that created a geomagnetic storm that affects microchips, so they halted Toronto's stock market. I don't know what else they halted, but that was one of the things that they did. So, I mean, it's one of the things that people worry about is solar flares. Although, who knows? I mean, it may be as much the boogeyman as anything else. I can remember people talking about it a huge amount, but doesn't seem to have affected very much, at least lately, she said, knocking on wood. In some good news, Kate Middleton, Duchess Kate, came out saying that if her kids needed had problems, that she would send them to a therapist. So good for her, right? She's done a lot of stuff about mental health, and good for her. She said, look, if your kid needed a doctor, if they had the flu, you'd send them to the doctor, and you'd view yourself as a bad parent if you didn't. Why when people have emotional issues, which are going to be as certainly as debilitating, if not more so, would you not do it? There's one other really good news story, which I really wanted to share with you, because it's one of those days in history that we may want to do a redo. There's a school that is now doing laundry for kids who come to school smelly, right, or that they don't have clean clothes. And it occurs to me that cities could do that as well. I went to Chicago about 5 years ago and was in the park. They had a skating rink. And one of the things that you could do, they had a place where you could go and take a shower. I think it was for bicyclists, so that you could go take a shower if you wanted to. They had water, and I don't know if they were free or you had to pay, but it was nominal if you had to pay. And I thought, you know, what a good idea for people who are homeless or who just don't have access to laundromats, of having city-run places where you could go take a shower. They have in Europe, they have them in the train stations, where for a nominal fee, you get a hot water, you get a shower and soap and shampoo and a towel. And for people who can't find work because they're smelly or they don't have a place to live, that would be such a kind thing to do, of just a place where you could go and have a hot shower and wash your clothes. I mean, obviously, it'd have to be run. You can't necessarily, because the possibility of all sorts of people stealing your clothes, I suppose. Or, I don't know, trying to get to the washing machine to wash yourself. I don't know. It just seemed there that they would probably have to have an attendant. I don't think the place in Chicago does. And I know I haven't been to Europe for a while. But I just remember sort of thing, like if you got off all airports are now having them too, that there are places that you can go take a shower in an airport. Which, if you've been on a long flight and you have to make a connection, if nothing else, it's not even the people sitting beside you on the plane, which would be very grateful, but if you have to go to a meeting or something, or you've been in your clothes, sleeping in your clothes for 15 hours, or on the really long flights, the 24, 25-hour flights. So hot water, good thing. Alrighty, so speaking of which, since we were talking about historical events that are upsetting today, I thought I'd actually put this up a while ago, partially because I was talking about Hamilton and was listening to the soundtrack and had started reading about... I've always been a Civil War buff. I mean, I've always, partially being Southern, you just read a lot about Civil War. But the Revolutionary War, and this book it's fascinating because it takes you through all of the battles for years. And how, you know, I knew about George Washington, I knew about Cornwallis, I knew about Bunker Hill, which is actually called Breed's Hill, but nevertheless, the Bunker Hill, there's a monument there, and I was in Boston, and I walked the Freedom Trail. But how they actually did it, and the strategy, I mean, you have to remember that we were the terrorists, essentially, and Britain at that time had the best army and the best navy in the world. And at one point, they had like 20,000 troops here, and we had like three, and a lot of them were going to be out in 6 weeks, and they didn't have shoes. And the French actually sent supplies, but the shoes they sent were too small. Apparently, French men had much smaller feet than American men. Don't take that to the bank. So that the army was walking on bare feet, and they weren't armed, and the Congress was very split about whether or not they wanted to be Tories or rebels. I mean, it's a fascinating part of history that I really didn't know very much. I mean, I knew the names, and I knew the battles, and I knew the outcome, and obviously we're separate from England, so I knew how it ended. But how close it came to not happening is absolutely amazing. I highly recommend it. I mean, it makes you, or at least it makes me, much more grateful, I suppose, and much more... aware of the true sacrifices people make to be free. And sometimes I think we forget that as Americans, and we sort of don't even understand the sacrifices that were made to get the country off the ground. I mean, it's really fascinating. So I asked what historical event fascinates you the most, but the historical event that's going to fascinate me the most at this very moment is Anita. Anita, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
How are you?
Pardon me?
Hi there. Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing?
Doing well, Anita. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Do you want me to get into my problem? Or?
Sure, that'd be helpful.
Okay. That's what you're there for.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. I live beside, well, I have a neighbor, and the properties are not very big, so we're kind of close together. And we had a fight about a year and a half ago, and now we don't get along, and it's completely awkward. But I don't really want to be friends. I just find him incredibly annoying, and I want to know how to sort of reduce the awkwardness.
what was the fight about a year ago?
Oh, okay. He has two children. I have two children. He's got a daughter that's my son's age, 10, and then I have a six-year-old, and he has like a three-year-old boy. And when we first moved here, everybody played together, but he doesn't seem to take his kids anywhere. He's a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. And, like, they don't go to the park. They don't do anything. They stay in the house. And then what he used to do is every day, 5 o'clock, he'd open the door, and the kids would come to my house. And that's totally fine. I think that's I love to have people over and play, but he did it every single day, every single day. And meanwhile, those kids are not allowed any friends. They're not, do you know what I mean? They have a very lonely life. And
yeah.
So one day I was really busy and I just couldn't, I sent his little son back home. And, but I didn't do it in a mean way because the dad was standing there and I said, oh, can you just go back and see your dad? I was really busy. And then the dad comes to my door and he goes, you know, that's not cool that you sent my kid back. And I said, you know, I'm busy. I said, I'm not the babysitter, right? And we had a fight, and then that was when he doesn't talk to me, right? But then I still see those kids lonely, and I still see them not playing with anybody. And
right,
he
so,
totally frustrates me. So,
all right, what about the kid's mom?
The kid's mom, she works 5 days a week, 4 to midnight. So
okay.
She's gone. Yeah. Oh, actually, she's gone from 2:30 to 11:30.
That's Have you ever talked with her? Have you ever said... I'd love to see your kids occasionally or something.
Oh, she's like a recluse herself. She just stays in the house. I mean, she comes out occasionally. She's very strict as well. They're Filipino family, and the thing that I want to say to him is take your kids to a park. Let them have some friends. Do something.
Yeah, I don't think... All right, here's one possibility, which I don't think you're going to like, but
uh-huh.
It's a possibility,
yeah.
Of saying to him, I was going to think about taking the kids to the park today. Four kids is a lot for me to watch. Would you like to come along? Okay, so I didn't. So that's not going to fly, is it?
I don't want to spend any time with him. He's the type of guy, he stands on his, you know what, I want the kids to be happy.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for those kids. But I like this is what I want to say to him is why do you not let them go anywhere? But that's not like that. Well, I guess what I'm
he's going to view that as confrontational.
Yeah, and that's my problem. I can be confrontational when I don't understand what somebody's doing. Like yesterday, I heard that the little boy they're riding bikes. They ride a bike in a circle around the driveway.
Right.
Like they don't ever leave the front driveway.
All right, wait a minute. So this is summertime, but the kids go to school presumably in the fall.
Yeah, but the little boy he doesn't send like he doesn't send him to preschool and he won't send him to preschool.
So when you're around those kids,
yeah.
How do they seem to you? Do they seem okay? Do they seem sad? Hold the thought. Let's come back and talk about that in a minute, all right? 855-993-7569. And Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now we're talking with Anita, who's got a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and next to him who has a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old, and he's kind of using Anita as the unpaid daycare worker at 5 o'clock every day. And about a year ago, she said, this isn't okay. It's okay sometimes. It was interesting. I was just talking with somebody, and they were talking about a lonely next door neighbor. And I'm not sure he's lonely, although he may be. But one of the ways, for example, if you'd sent the 3-year-old home and said, look, to him, it can't come today, but Wednesdays would be great. We can have a play day on Wednesdays. But before we go further in this, it occurs to me that can you tolerate him at all? Because the question is, if we're trying to normalize the relationship,
yeah.
it's going to have at least two parts to it. One is your what willingness you have to deal with his kids, and what willingness you have to deal with him. So let's set out those parameters just so I know, so we don't confuse the two. Because as I said, saying going and knocking on his door and taking over some brownies or something and saying, "Hey, look, I was thinking, you know, we're having a barbecue or or we're taking the kids over to the pool, and I can't really watch four kids, but if you'd like to come along, invite you and your kids." And at least it normalizes, but that assumes that if he says yes, you're not going to jump out of your skin. And if you're around other people, it may not be that you have to spend a huge amount of time with him.
I don't want to spend time with him, but I want to clear the air. So,
you can't just go over and say, because it either means you're going to have to go back to the situation you were in, which it sounds like you're not willing to do, or do business with him, which it sounds like you're not willing to do. So if... that's the dilemma.
Yeah. I guess because I said, "Look, guys, I'm not the babysitter." He went and told his wife, and I know that she knows that I've said that, and she told my mother that, because my mother sometimes comes over, and she told my mom that that they were very hurt by that. And all I would like is maybe to occasionally say hi to him in the driveway, and if the kids all happen to be playing with each other, great. I mean, once in a while, I would love to take that little girl to the park with me. We used to ask, and he never, ever sent her before. So,
all right, but again, we get back to it. I mean, in terms of saying hello to them, all you have to do is be stupid and cheerful and just say hello to them.
Yeah.
And usually after a while, you can wear people down. I mean, you just have to be relentless in your cheerfulness. And most people can resist the first couple of, thousand years. But after, two or 3,000 years, they'll sort of give you a grudging hello, especially if there's someone else around.
And say hi, but I'm wondering, how do I clear the air and just say, "Look, I'm sorry I yelled that day a long time ago, but..."
Anita, you hear the problem, and that's why I keep getting you back to exactly the issue of you either have to do business with him or be willing to do more business with the kids, and I'm not sure you're willing to do either. And it's kind of like what Lynn was saying earlier is, "I don't want to be the bad guy." Well, I mean, if you're doing something that somebody else doesn't want you to do, you're going to be the bad guy. So you have to decide that either I'm willing to change my behavior with respect to him or be the bad guy. And you can certainly normalize...
I don't care if I'm the bad guy. Like,
all right, what is it that you're willing to do? What is it that you're willing to offer them as a remediation?
What am I willing to offer? I want to say that I'm sorry that I...
Okay, but then what? What's the behavior that shows how sorry you are?
Just to be a little more friendly. Now,
but what is that, Anita? What does that mean? We're talking about two specific kinds of behavior. We're talking about your interaction with him, and we're talking about his kids' interaction in your house. Now, if nothing about that's going to change, if you're not willing to have them over, if you don't want to do business with him,
I didn't say I wasn't willing to have them over.
I keep asking you, what is it you are willing to do?
I'm willing to say hi to him, because right now we don't say hi.
You can say that anyway. That doesn't require anything from him.
Yes, and this is why I called. I want to have a clearing the air conversation without
Anita. Anita.
Yeah.
What you're really asking me is how, without me doing anything different except saying I'm sorry, how do I make everything okay? And I'm saying it won't happen. Listen, Anita, stop talking for a minute.
Okay.
The only way to make this better is to do something different. And saying I'm sorry for a year ago doesn't change anything if what your policy is of a year ago is exactly the same, which is you can't send your kids over here. And, because that was basically the issue. So
the issue was every day he did it without asking.
So how often are you willing to have the kids come over?
Once a week they could come over if they want.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here's... All right. Well, that's good. All right. So do we know which day?
No, we don't.
Well, because you need to figure out which day.
I work all kinds of different days. It's random.
Okay. Then what you might be able to say is, "Gee, I would love to have the kids come over and play. My schedule is such that it changes, but I can send you an email or I can drop by and tell you which day that week and see if that works with your plans."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a possibility. So going over, so then what I would do is, now, all right, what I would do is I would take a plate of brownies or something over and say, hey, listen, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm sorry I yelled, and part of it is that my schedule is just so unpredictable. But what I'd really love to do is have the kids come over and play at my house on one day a week, but the day may change, and if it's okay with you, this week it can be Thursday, so I'd love to have the kids come over on Thursday. And if it's okay with you, I can either drop you a note or send you an email or come and knock on your door and tell you which day that week is going to work, if that would work for you. Now, one of several things is going to happen. They're either going to slam the door, at which point you tried, and you can wait a month or two and then try it again. They'll say, let me think about it, at which point give them a month and then make the offer again. Or number three, they'll say, great. So, but anyway, you've at least made, you can't control their behavior, but you can, by saying, number one, I apologize. Number two, this is what I propose, that you are in fact saying, I do want to be involved with you. I do want to be involved with your kids, and here's the way how I'd like it to work.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. That's wonderful, because that's the I don't know how to say that in a nice way, and you've given me the way to say it.
Okay, great.
That's exactly true, because
terrific.
My schedule is random. And
well, I think that's fine, but they don't. You know, people can't read your mind. They don't really know that, and so
yeah.
By explaining, look,
yes.
I don't want it to meet last minute, and you don't want it to leave it to them, because we know what's going to happen. It'll erode. That's why I'm saying one day a week isn't helpful as much as saying Thursdays. But you can say, you know, I can let you know, because I know my schedule a week ahead of time. I can let you know a week ahead of time so you can plan around it.
Okay. See, that's nice, and you're right. I can't change what he does, because what I really want to do is wring his neck and say, why do you not take them anywhere? That's what I really want to do.
Well, that may be a later thing, and that's why I'm suggesting that
yeah.
If we could normalize this relationship and you say, why, I mean, it may be that he's agoraphobic, it may
yes.
be that, you know, who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
All righty.
Thank you, that's a wonderful starting point.
All right, let me know how it works, kiddo.
Okay, I'll be back, okay.
All right, 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.